Divine Mother, we are your children. We are the ones who have come to this planet at this time. We are the ones that are asking for assistance, love, and blessings. Help us to understand and know the wisdom that we retain within ourselves, and to also tap into the wisdom that's available to us. Help us to expand our consciousness in directions that are most useful to our heart's desire. Help us also to move with wonder through this particular life cycle without conclusions, and to the degree in which we are capable, help us to really understand the knowings of the heart. We thank you. Om peace. Amen.
And so it is, little ones, we talk with you. Yes, I am going.
Well, to understand the rainbow, how could we tell you to do that? You must remember that you have a resonance, yes, and it is of the heart, but you also have an awareness which is of the mind. So you must drop that awareness that is of the mind. Guess what? It's very difficult to do that. And when you drop the resonance that the brain is trying to keep you with, it's as though you remember, oh, the floor looks very flat, but the earth is round. Oh, I feel like I'm standing still, but the earth is spinning. Oh, I thought yesterday was going to be different than it was. Oh, I'm wondering about tomorrow. And none of that really exists. You see, this planet is a resonance. It is a resonance with gravity. And gravity not only holds your particular earth molecules in a way in which you can cherish them, you can grow vegetables, you can walk on the grass, you can swim in the water, but if you back off from the planet and you look down and you say, oh, it's a ball of water, how did that happen, you know? You wonder, and you wonder, and you wonder, and that's the beauty of being ever new on this particular level of education, because that's exactly what it is. You're not here to just think in terms of how can I do this or do that. It's a way in which you wander and wonder through this creation and give yourself permission to absorb the newness, whether it's the light or it's the sound or it's the tastes or it's the education that your entire body is moving through. You are molecules, all right? You're molecules. It looks like you're solid, but you're not. You are molecules that are loosely held together by a pattern, and that's a pattern of the mind. So your mind says, okay, we're going to have a body for a while. We're going to be on the planet of Earth. I'm going to learn about love. And you've done it all. You've created that existence for yourself. But what happens when you get here? There are those modifications through your family and through the education. There are the modifications through your karma. There are the modifications through the breeze that blows. You know, someone can be distracted in the moment. They were going down the street to the left, and all of a sudden they saw a red balloon go to the right. They get distracted. And that's because the mental body, in all its wonder, has to know what it is that the controlling mechanism of you, which is your soul, yes, is focusing toward, right? And then once the soul is focusing toward a particular activity, it is because the unified whole is asking you to play this part here on the planet. So you're playing a part on the planet. You want to play it well, not be dispersed with this thought and this worry and that worry. Be vibrant, you know, have the best looking outfit on that you would like to walk down the street in. Who cares if it's the wrong season? Who cares if it's a color that someone doesn't like? You put it on and it becomes part of your persona. If you put on an outfit because someone else might like it, it's not your persona, it's someone else's persona. And you are losing your identity. All right, so you want to come back here into the heart, into the very moment, and say to yourself, my identity, ah yes, I cherish the part of me. And that's a silly word, isn't it? Cherish. What the heck does cherish mean? All right, so there are variations. Each one in the room has a variation of what cherish means. But what is the activity of loving yourself? All right, some people have one idea about loving. Another has an idea about loving, what you would do to love yourself. That doesn't count either. So you can't cherish and you can't have an idea about loving. So what is loving? What is that? Ask yourself that question. It's like, what is it? If I say I love someone, for the most part, it's dependency. You know, dependent that they won't disappear. That's a big part of it. Dependent that they will be who they say they will be or who you want them to be. That's mostly what is happening on the physical plane. So the closest that one comes, you know, to unconditional love is perhaps, the puppy or the kitten in the first split second, especially the baby in the very moment that this baby presents, it's like awe-striking that the baby is a being on the planet. Where did it come from? Where was it before? You see, so that's awe-striking. But in 15, 20 minutes, there are concerns about the baby, you see. So it's not part of this reality to stay in unconditionality. So you have to work at it. You have to work at being unconditional. So that's the job. You're going to move through your day with unconditional love. You're going to move through your day with unconditional acceptance. Right? That's different. Two different things. So you love. Oh, love. Just love. It's just there. But acceptance means that you did perceive that something was going on there and you let it go. You just unconditionally said, well, that's how it is. That's the practice. Well, that's how it is. And it's dispersing the energy. If someone takes the energy and focuses it in the particular moment, that is a way in which they're choosing to use this energy, choosing to use this energy. And you are responsible for the choices that you make. So in order to be in unity consciousness, which is already present for you, you're not doing it, you're not making it, you can choose to participate in it or not, you must let go, because the unity is larger than anything you can understand, and the unification of yourself depends upon how much you will release. You want to be in the unified field, you are already there, but to feel the resonance of all that means that you have to let go of everything else that you're feeling. So it's good to talk to you, little ones, yes? And in love, I am Kuan Yin.